now. It's our Linda. Linda, how you doing?
Hey. Right. So it's okay that I'm on now when you say, when the man says.
Right. Well, where else was I going to put you on?
Okay. So I'm ready. Let's go.
Right. So the Saving Mr. Banks. Mm-hmm. It's basically the story of Walt Disney trying to get P.L. Travers to sell him the story of Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. We'll play the trailer.
Okay.
Introducing the creator of our beloved Mary.
Poppins. Never ever just Mary. Now, where is Mr. Disney?
20 years ago, I made a promise to my daughters that I would make your Mary Poppins fly off the pages of your books.
I know what he's going to do to her. She'll be cavorting and twinkling. Now, let us begin.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Stop! I won't have her turned into one of your silly cartoons.
Says the woman who sent a flying nanny with a talking umbrella to save the children.
You think Mary Poppins has come to save the children?
I won't disappoint you. I swear, every time a person walks into a movie house, they will rejoice.
Saving Mr. Banks. Right.
Linda. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know you're sitting doodling on a very important document. I got a lend of the Book of Kells for the day and you've doodled all over it.
Did you get my text that I sent you last night when I was sitting in the pictures?
Yeah, I nearly fell down because you were in the pictures early.
I was so early,
you'd had all your sweeties before the film started. That's early.
I got the wrong time when I was there, about 45 minutes early. There was nobody else in the pictures. The guys were cleaning up the movies. And I says, can I come in? And I says, what's going on? And he says, didn't start for another 45 minutes. We're still cleaning up from the last one.
So you sat there like a plank?
On my own.
Right. So Colin Farrell's in this, Paul Giamatti, Emma Thompson, Tom Hanks, and Ronan Weber, who I never heard of. Mm-hmm. Right. So
now you and I are going to come to blows with this because he's already
faking now. He's car park now.
I'll meet you at the tree. Dudes up. Because you're saying that this got bad reviews because it wasn't true. But who wants truth? I really liked this film.
Well, we're used to Disney taking tales and just putting their own spin and changing the whole stories and everything else.
But there's no change here then.
But they've done that with this as well. Because apparently, in real life, the way Walt Disney treated Ms. Travers was abominable. Mm-hmm. It was terrible to
say her. That word again.
Abominable.
Abominable.
you think I'm going to do a phenomenon? No, so that is the truth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she wasn't even invited to the premiere until she embarrassed Disney into having her there. So she flew 5,000 miles to the premiere, which she didn't know was the premiere. She thought it was a preview. Mm-hmm. And she said to Disney, well, we didn't agree on that animation sequence and that has to go and that has to go. And he just pulled her to one and said, listen, missus, it's done. That's the film. And then left her there on her own.
But that wouldn't have made as good a film as
I. Yeah, well, Disney are never going to admit Walt was an old pig, you know. It'd be a better title. Walt is an old pig.
So, tell us then. Do you want to hear about the film that I saw? Listen, I really didn't. I didn't want to go and see this film. There wasn't really that much out there to go and see, although there is a good one about Parkland, and it's about the Parkland Memorial Hospital where JFK was brought.
Yes, yeah.
And I didn't even know that one was on, except I was too early, I think, for that one. But anyway, that one looks good.
And is it about the assassination?
No, it's about the people. It's about various people, you know, like, I mean, a nurse, a policeman, various people that were at the hospital that day, what their day was like that day.
All right.
And then JFK gets brought in and they're caught in the middle of it. So that's what that's about. So
By the way, you've mentioned JFK. I picked up a book. I read it a couple of years ago when it came out by Stephen King. Mm-hmm. It's called 11-22-63. Mm-hmm. We would call it 22-11-63 because the way the Americans get the date wrong.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
But it's about the Kennedy assassination. It's written by Stephen King, but it's about a guy who travels in time, manages to find a wormhole and goes back in time to try...
I thought you were telling me a true story.
No, he goes back in time and tries to stop the assassination. Mm-hmm. So it's just while you mentioned JFK, Parkland Hospital, this is all... It's a brilliant, brilliant book. That's twice I've read it now. Mm. And so anybody's out there looking for a good book, just get that. 11-22-63 by Stephen King. It's about the whole JFK era and it is a fantastic book, right? Mm. So anyway, back to where you were.
Where were we?
Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh yes, Saving Mr. Banks.
They lied about Walt Disney.
Oh right. Go ahead. Holy sausage, I forget what it was about. Right. Emma Thompson is Helen Travers, the lady who wrote the book. So apparently you hear during the film that over 20 years Walt Disney tried to buy Mary Poppins of her, the rights to make Mary Poppins into a film.
Yeah.
And she refuses because it's something that's close to her heart. So this is her going over to see Walt Disney and him spending about a week and the writers and everybody assuming that they've got the rights because she's come over, and the trouble that she gives it. It's a really good film. It is a really good film.
And because her wee book and her characters were precious, and she didn't want them doing a job on it and just changing it all.
But the thing is,
they did with everything else.
Did you want this? The thing is, it's about her life, and it goes back into her. We flashes back in. So Colin Farrell actually plays her dad when she's a young girl, and it's just a really good, really good film. It's not a kids' film, you know.
I was wondering.
I thought it was
about Mary Poppins. I thought it was a kids' film.
It's not. Kids' film, but I mean, you know, teenagers. I don't know what they like, but I thought it was a really good film. I was totally gobsmacked by it.
Yeah, really good. Film. Is Hank's good in it?
He's brilliant as Walt Disney, but I didn't know Walt Disney, so I don't know.
Apparently Emma Thompson plays Emma Thompson. That's what the reviewers are saying. Well, it's like Colin Firth plays Colin Firth. John Wayne plays John Wayne, no matter what he does. And they've just pulled, can we have a well-spoken lady in a tweed suit? Emma Thompson, get her out.
That's what she wears, a tweed suit.
Hello. You know, it's all, you know, rounded vowels. And, very nice to meet you. I'm very glad you're interested in my book. You know, I can do it. Give me a tweed suit, wee skirt, and all that.
Never, but listen, I've seen you. Wee skirt is not funny.
Hold on, that's totally. I'm speechless. What?
Listen, I saw those pictures on the web last year. You were dressing a purple dress on the Halloween thing. It was awful. It was so awful. I can't laugh for 2 days.
Oh, it was a dress. It wasn't a wee skirt. I don't wear skirts. No, I wear proper dresses.
Your days of skirts.
That was my 1920s flapper dress. I said flapper.
Oh, it was curry biscuits. It was curry biscuits. So, Emma Thompson. Yeah, Emma Thompson's really good in this. Yeah.
There's famous Paddy Campbell's wee girl has been in touch. Says, I saw it the other night and was going to text you to tell Linda to go and see it. It was great. Very sad. A wee tear did threaten to slip.
Don't be telling all that.
A wee tear. I will never look at Mary Poppins the same way.
Neither will I. Now, yes, it was she really says, good.
How good was Mr. Farrell? That's from Victoria.
I thought he was
Victoria
magical.
Because I met Victoria. Very sensible girl. Present company would not fit into that description.
No, I thought Colin Farrell was magical. There was something really, it was really good. It was good. I didn't want to mention the wee tear, but I did.
Colin Farrell's another one. He plays the cheeky wee guy with a twinkle in his eye from Dublin. No matter what film he's in.
But you know something?
Know what the worst was? When he played Alexander. Supposed to be a war hero from thousands of years ago, right? And he's, all right, lads, we're going to get stuck into them, and then we're going for a beer. Who's with me? And his hair's bleached, like, you know, just, Colin Farrell's another one who plays Colin Farrell.
Well, the thing is, in this film last night, he didn't have an Irish accent. That's the first time I've ever seen him. No,
they must have bit him with a stick. No, they must have got your man from Thor to do the voice for him. Hello.
Give over about Thor.
Thor, your man's voice. He's a Norwegian god and he speaks like he's just fell out of a Shakespearean play.
Chris, he's gone on about Thor about 3 weeks. Honestly, I already put up with him.
The Moose says, kids might go to it and get bored, but it's a good film. All right.
And don't eat all your sweeties before the film starts.
You were there early by accident. I could have told you that was an accident. Yeah, I got your text. My clocks are all wrong. As if you wanted me to go down and rescue you from the pictures and give you something to do for 40 minutes.
Like, I have a watch. I can't even see what it says. Can you read the numbers in that watch?
Let me see. Hold on. Where's your glasses? This is great radio. Hold on.
So you can't tell the time. So I just guessed it.
Why did you get a watch with no numbers on it?
No, that was a present from my friend Liz, but I just can't see it without glasses.
Am I being funny? Is it a Braille watch? Are you supposed to feel it? I'm serious. Are you supposed to know what time? We'll see this. It looks lovely, but you can't tell the time. What's the point? Might as well strap a pack of Smarties to your wrist for all the use it is in the time-telling stakes. Right.
Okay, I give this an 8.75.
Oh, 8.75, ladies and gentlemen. 8.75, right, okay.
8.75. A really good film, yes. If you've nothing to do at night time, go and see Saving Mr. Banks. You'll really like it.
Saving Mr. Banks. And again, the whole point of the title is your man, Disney, assumed the film was about saving the kids.
Don't be telling.
Mary Poppins.
Don't be telling. Don't you dare.
It's in the title. How am I giving anything away?
No, don't you tell.
Right.
Okay.
There's a text there. It says, Johnny, I woke up the other night to find a man going through my cupboards. And I says, hey, what are you doing? He says, I'm looking for money. I says, hang on, I'll give you a hand. Right, go away.
Okay, bye-bye.